time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to Finley University, University of Finley, Croy Gymnasium. Indians will be taking on the Van Buren Black Knights, and that'll be coming up here in a few minutes. And for right now, we're going to go over a couple of things here. The Van Buren varsity record is 15-5, 10-1 in the Blanchard Valley Conference, and that makes them the BVC champions. And their only loss was to Arlington, but Arlington had another loss, plus they lost on Thursday, and Tyler Niekamp's Van Buren Black Knights won on Friday, and that gave them the outright BVC championship. Last year, Fort Recovery beat Van Buren at the sectional championship at Elida, 54-46, and it was a really good game. Van Buren had some shooting woes. They had, just like with the JV game, had some nice shots that wouldn't go in, and the Indians were able to come away with a victory over them about this time last year. So we're going to hear from Fort Recovery coach Mike Bayshore, and he'll be followed by Tyler Niekamp of the Van Buren Black Knights. We'll have both of those interviews coming up here right after these messages.
Here are the butcher specials through next Thursday, the 28th, at Wayne Street Market. They have boneless pork chops for only $2.99 a pound. And their big special this week is Choice Angus Top Sirloin Steaks for just $3.99 a pound. There's no waiting in line at the deli. These specials are already cut and ready to grab and go in their meat display case. Stop by Wayne Street Market and get these great butcher specials now through next Thursday. Their boneless pork chops for $2.99 a pound and Choice Angus Top Sirloin Steaks for just $3.99 a pound. Grab some for now and grab some extras and put them in your freezer for warmer weather. Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
At Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and battery for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters. And depend on our quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show with Coach Mike Bayshore. We're here at the University of Finley. We're going to be taking on the Van Buren Black Knights. So what's our game plan for tonight, Coach?
Well, you know, we come off a nice win against Bremen last week. Got to come up here and play at the University of Finley. It was a great opportunity for our kids to play on a college floor against Van Buren, who, you know, with a Fort Recovery graduate on their own and an Old Minster coach as their assistant. And they're coming off a win in their league last night, so it'll be a nice battle for us. A perfect opportunity to play a really quality team right before the tournament starts. So we've seen them a few times on film. They played zone sometimes. They played man sometimes. So we worked on a little bit of all that this week. We're a little banged up, but, you know, we're going to come out, try and enjoy the atmosphere and have a good time.
All right. That's been Coach Mike Bayshore. We'll be back with more of the Wayne Street Market pregame show right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Hello, this is Jackie Bruin from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show with Coach Tyler Niekamp of the Van Buren Black Knights. Tyler, you've won the Blanchard Valley Conference outright, I believe. You want to talk a little bit about your season and about the league?
Yeah, well, the league's been kind of crazy this year. I think at one point there was like a 4 or 5 way tie for the top of the league. And we started off kind of slow. Our first game was against Arlington, who ended up getting second. And they beat us pretty good on that court. And that was like the second game of the season. But credit to our kids. They stayed positive, and that was kind of our message after that game was, hey, it's a long season. There's a lot of parity in the conference this year. You know, anything can happen. And sure enough, Thursday night, Arlington got beat by Lipstick, which opened the door for us to win last night and give us an outright title. So it took a little bit of luck, but it also took a good group of kids working their butts off all year, and you know, they were able to do it, and it's pretty awesome. Now the challenge is to kind of move on from that and start looking at tournaments. So we'll see how that goes.
Good. And so what's your game plan for tonight, if you want to tell us about that?
Well, we're going to have to for sure match Fort Recovery's physicality, number one. I don't know if we've seen many teams, if at any, this year who are as big and strong as Fort Recovery is, especially inside. And it's a great tune-up for tournament time, because we're definitely going to see some of those teams. There's a good chance we're going to see Coldwater. So I told the kids just a little bit ago in the locker room, what a better game to get ready for tournament play that you're playing kind of an unfamiliar opponent, even though we played last year. You have to move on from a big win. You're playing on a neutral site. All of those things that you got to have to kind of work around and get your mind able to focus on what you got to do. So this is definitely a great test for us. And, you know, there's certainly some great players that we're going to have to figure out how to guard. Judy, number one. So it's definitely going to be a big challenge for us, for sure.
All right. We've been talking with Coach Tyler Niekamp of the Van Buren Black Knights. We'll be back with more of the Wayne Street Market pregame show after this.
My name is Connor Rammel, president of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming chamber banquet. The banquet will be Sunday, March 10th, 2019 at Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin at approximately 6 p.m. with awards following immediately after. RSVP for this event at frchamber.org, or tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance, Second National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. If you have any questions, please give me a call at 419-375-4041 and ask for Connor Rammel. The Chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet on March 10th at 5:30.
Welcome back to University of Findlay, Croy Gymnasium, and we're joined here again by Harold Feely, and we've got 2 or 3 minutes before the national anthem and all that. Did you get the starters there? I wasn't able to get them. Okay.
Starters for them will be Connor Ulrich, Brady Rader, Sage Warren, Carson Goble, and Michael Kramer. And I I'm guessing for the Indians, it'll be Petey Judy. Looks like Grant Canapke's going to start. Petey Judy.
Who else we got?
Yeah. I'm sure Clay will be starting.
Looks like Clay.
And, you know, it doesn't really matter because within 3, 4, 5 minutes, there's 3 or 4 new players.
Exactly.
Anyway,
we're about 8 deep.
We don't get really excited about who starts. For Van Buren, a couple of things they have going. Their offensive average is 56 points, defensive average 48. Field goal percentage is 45.3. Two-pointers, they're 52%, but three-pointers are only 28%.
Mm-hmm.
Free throws as a team is only 60%. Connor Ulrich is 67%, and Carson Gable shooting 65 from free throws. They average 28 rebounds a game. Brady Rader has 7 of those. Carson Goble has 5. Assists, they average 10, and Carson Goble has 2.5 of those.
Yep.
Turnovers, they average 33. Steals, 33, that's a lot.
That'd be
13. Steals is 8. Carson Goble has 2.1 of those. Individual scoring, Connor Ulrich, I think that's Ulrich. 12.3 is his average. Nick McCracken, 11.6. Michael Kramer, 10.3. And Brent told me earlier he has another player that's just under that. So
Looks
like they're getting ready for the national anthem.
Yep.
We'll take a break and we'll be back in just a little bit.
Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal from their grab-and-go selections. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have a lot of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $3.49. Wayne Street Market, it's faster and better than fast food. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
We're back here at Finley College Croy Center. Seen a lot of games up here. Watch the college boys play up here.
Yep.
Watch Tyler play up here.
Yep. Before that, I came up and watched Clark May play some.
Clark May play a little bit up here.
Somebody before that, and I can't remember who it was.
Yeah, this has kind of been a mainstay for some of our Fort Recovery players.
There's a lot of us that have, way lesser degree than you and Bob Stockler, been up
there. Coming up here and watching
Bob.
This is a neat place when it's jam-packed.
Yes.
It usually is jam-packed for Finley games.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, we got a great crowd here tonight. Van Buren brought a good crowd in. They just came off of winning their league last night, so they're excited. I'm sure they're fired up by going to the tournament. Like you said, Neil, we're going into a game that means nothing to either team except maybe a little boost in the back to get going. You know,
just
get going.
Really, really good practice and a chance to get some momentum.
Absolutely,
so,
absolutely.
All right, what the best scenario is, if it's a really close game, both teams play extremely well,
yep,
and nobody ends up with just feeling bad.
Looks to me like we might be starting. I think we're going to start our four seniors. Maybe and Grant Canassi. Give him a last hurrah coming out. Last game.
Yep. So I see Petey.
Looks like Petey, Blaine, Toby, Clayton Pearson, Grant Canassi, and Mr. Schmidt.
Clay Schmidt. I didn't ask him details, but the coach said we were a little beat up. But don't know exactly who's
that major.
Okay, time for the 10 cover tip off.
10 cover tip off goes to the Indians.
Petey
has it.
Grant back to Petey.
Over to Clayton Pearson. Clayton Pearson to Schmitty. Schmitty after Grant. Grant Canappy over to Petey. Petey drives the lane, pulls up. Little 8-10 footer, missed it. Rebound down. I have to get my numbers here, my name. Here we go. Freddie Rader got the rebound.
Creamer, I think, just slotted it up. And
Rader's got it now over to Ulrich. Carson Goble drives the middle. Gets it back out to Ulrich. Ulrich has it over to Carson Goble. Back to Ulrich. Sage Warren has it. Very patient Van Buren team, but lost a little control of it, and the Indians take it away. Carson Goble drove the lane, kind of lost the handle, and the Indians took the ball away from him. Petey Judy has it up top. Clayton Pearson kicks it over to Grant Canassi. Grant Canassi coming off that huge game last Friday with a big hit win.
Yeah, he scored the last 5 points for us, and
it's been a move by Schmitty. He missed it. Here comes Goble drives and scores.
Nice move by Carson Goble.
And he's a little slow getting back on that one. He got to hustle back on that. Good job by Carson Goble. Petey Judy has the ball, brings it across the timeline. Drives the lane, pulls up, free throw line, got it.
Yep.
Tied up at two.
Just under 6.5 to go here in the first quarter.
Goble inbound.
Indians are up 32-26 in the girls' game.
Ooh, they
with
got a
about 3 minutes to go.
Up six, Barn Burner.
Yep.
Come on, coach. 3-point basket, Sage Warren.
Yep. Very nice shot.
Sam Buren takes the lead, 5-2. Petey across the timeline. Man-to-man by Van Buren. Petey drives the lane, kicks it out to Schmitty. Schmitty over to Clayton Pearson. Clayton Pearson drives it, kicks it to Blaine Toby. Blaine Toby. Grant Canappy to Schmidt. Schmidt drives the lane inside. I thought he might have got bumped. No call.
Yeah, didn't call it, but
that ball's got to stay with the Indians. And it does.
Yep.
Pretty good contact there, but no call.
Yep. And if they're going to let him play, that's not really going to hurt us.
Nope,
I don't think.
That'll be in our favor, I would
say.
5-2, 5 minute mark. Petey Judy lost the handle. Threw it up in the air, but Schmidt got it. Kicks it back. Petey's in the corner, drives baseline. Knocks the guy down and scores.
Definitely some contact.
Definitely going on play a little bit.
Called out either way, and they didn't call anything, and that's just fine.
Ulrich brings it up. Kicks it over to Goble. Goble to Rader.
Looks like he traveled.
Yep. Michael Kramer drove it in, and he might have slid his foot a little bit.
Yep, the official nearing didn't call it, but the one
second
nearest team did, and that's
definitely could see the foot move.
Yep.
Clayton Pearson inbounds to Petey Judy. Petey walks it up. Here comes in. Little man-to-man. Schmitty over to Clayton Pearson. Back to Grant. Over to Clay Schmidt. And he's being patient. Petey Judy has the ball. Top of the key. Kicks it over to Blaine Toby. Inside to Clayton. Schmitty, turnaround jumper. Nice. Nice play.
Nice.
We got to get back and get ready. Mr. Ulrich driving it up there fast.
Yeah, looks like he put his shoulder down and bumped us a little bit, but they didn't call that.
No call. Goble had it. Back to Ulrich. Ulrich long three, way short. Out of bounds. Indians will take over.
Yep. Ulrich is their leading scorer, 12.3. And
yep. They got about three players that are all about the same, aren't they?
Yeah, and then there's, I think the two that have already scored for them aren't their top three scorers, and I think they're just below 10 points average a game. So
it's like Tyler's got a real balanced team.
Yeah, and any of them, just like us, any of them can be the one that gets it going that night.
Derek Jeudy checks in on that last dead ball. Derek Kanasky making some moves. Gives it to Derek. Derek dribbling around, kicks it back to Grant. Grant over. Looks like Gavin Toby came in too. I didn't see him.
Yeah, I missed that too. I think we were jabbering and missed him coming in.
Gavin. Gavin did not play any JV.
Yep, nice steal by number 22, Carson Goble. He has averages two steals a game.
He just got that one, but he stepped out of bounds a little bit.
And he's
like Petey Judy's going to inbound it for the Indian.
Foot on the line.
Looks like Nick McCracken checked in. Replacing Orch. Judy's got the ball. He's dribbling around the outside.
Got an update on the girls' game. Indians are up 8 with 55 seconds to go.
Oh, I like that.
The girls' game.
That sounds pretty good.
Looking good right now. So
I like our chances. Lana Hustle. 20 pulls up. McCracken misses it.
All around the rim. And
out of bounds.
Brady Raider.
Indians will take over. Derek Judy inbounds it to Grant Kanacki.
No press. Looks like we have Wyatt Schlappy, getting ready to check in here. No, that's Aaron Clark.
Aaron Clark.
To check in. It's the next break.
Schmitty has it at the top of the key, gets it over to Peyton Judy. Schmitty getting ready to set a screen. Nope. To Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby back. Derek Judy drives. A little push there on the play. Push. They called that one on Nick McCracken.
Yeah, I think he was going to end up having to step out of bounds, and they went ahead and called that.
His first? So,
he's first. That's a legitimate foul.
And in comes Aaron Clark.
That's the first foul called of the whole game on either team with almost 5 minutes gone in
the game.
And nobody's playing dirty, so that's just fine.
Inbound play goes to Grant Kanapke. Nice play. He elevates very well.
Yep, and that got his play as he was going to the basket, and he put it up and in. 8-5 Indian. Just under 3 minutes.
Working hard, yeah. Playing some D, a little man-to-man by the Indian. Around the outside. Like Aaron Clark has it. Picks it over. The goal. Shot goes up. No good.
And, looks like Clay Schmitz took that from Aaron Clark, 6'5".
Get you now. Grant Kanacki being held as he's driving in.
And they call it travel. He grabbed him, and he did.
He had a hold of his shirt.
Yeah, he did travel.
Yeah, because he got pulled.
He couldn't do anything because the guy had a hold of him.
Yeah, Blaine Tibby checks back in for the Indians on the dead ball. Van Buren will inbound.
I still don't think it's going to be to our disadvantage if they let him.
No, I think that'll help us. Michael Kramer walks it up. Kicks it over. Kramer drives and got it.
Nice little 12-foot jumper.
Yep.
Went around the rim and down in. 8-7 Indian. 205.
Still lead. First quarter. 2 minutes to go. Petey Judy has the ball. Over to Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby to Grant. Grant Kanapke driving hard. Going strong to the hole. And
wouldn't go in.
In and out. And great rebound by Blaine Toby. Blaine put back and
Toby,
a foul.
The rebound machine.
Nice grabbed job, it. Blaine. Nice
put
job.
Right back up. Strong move, Blaine. It's awesome.
The foul on three there, I think, maybe. Connor Olin. Blaine's at the line. Shooting one. To complete the three-point play. Nice job, Blaine. Indians got the lead 11-7. Carson Goble has it. Little trap in the corner there. That could be trouble, but nice. Pretty good hustle back by Grant. He got caught.
Yeah, I thought he might have got a clean swipe there.
Looks like he might have, but foul on Grant. First of the half. And Grant's first. Black Knights will inbound. Ulrich out to McCracken. Back to Ulrich. Ulrich out of the key, being patient. Kicks it out. Michael Kramer, pull-up jumper, got it.
Nice.
He averages just over 10 points a game.
11-9. Indians lead it. Minute 20 to go. First quarter here. Our first quarter is Fowler Mechanical sponsoring that first quarter. Shot up by Gavin Toby, a three-pointer. Long one, nice save by Derek. Jumped up in the air, threw it in, got it off the foot of Carson Goble to go out of bounds. Indian gets the ball back.
He'll be triggering it back in.
Gavin Toby's replaced by Clay Schmidt. Looks like Brady Rader came back in, too, for them. Got a foul called. I'm not sure what. An illegal screen on us.
Oh, man. It's been Clay Schmitz out by the foul.
Clay Schmitz called for an illegal screen. Our second and a half. His first. Ball is inbound to Michael Kramer. Michael Kramer across the Ulrich to Brady Rader in the corner. Up top. Nick McCracken. McCracken back over. Brady Rader. Ulrich has the ball. They're being very patient. Rader has it. Over two. Nick McCracken. Pass thrown away by Petey Judy.
Got a quick update here. The Lady Indians lead 38-34 with 3 seconds to go. There's a timeout. Belfus had just made a basket. They were up, we were up six, and then now we're up four. So
we got a timeout here as that happens.
Indians
scramble for the ball. They call a timeout. Yep. We'll take a little break.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
Indians lead 11-9.
11-9.
In just a moment. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
We're back here, and the 38-34 is a final from Coldwater.
Final.
Our Lady Indians win over
Indian fans. Get ready to go next Thursday.
Yep. We'll be taking on the Minster Lady Wildcats. Could be an interesting one.
Yep.
Van Buren inbound. Here they come. And they are out of bounds on a pass play down on the baseline. Foot was on the line, so the Indians will take it in. Grant Kanacki's going to inbound it.
So if you're listening on Fort Recovery Radio, but you're getting ready to get somewhere where you can be on the where you can listen to the actual broadcast radio. Radio Rob will be taking over here at beside us here at Findlay.
Yep.
As soon as they finish their post-game show at Coldwater. So
perfect.
Just getting ready for the end of the first quarter here.
Yep. PDG has the top of the key. Kicked it over to Grant Kanacki.
Oh,
we are having a hard time getting our feet.
Yeah.
But the quarter's in the buck.
I think he was going to try to make a move and shoot that jumper. And lost his footing. And
after one, the Fowler Mechanical first quarter score was 11-9. The Indians lead it. We'll be right back after a minute.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hardware is your destination for Milwaukee tools. These heavy-duty products are designed with the most demanding applications in mind. The Milwaukee M18 cordless system works as hard as you do, and now it's a great time to buy. Save $100 instantly on a qualifying M18 kit. Large-piece combo kits are $150 off. Stop by Wendler Ace Hardware to check out the largest selection of Milwaukee tools in the area and save big money on a qualifying kit. Experience service, selection, and tradition at Wendler Ace Hardware, located in Fort Recovery.
We are back here at Findlay College at the Croy Center. Inbounding will be Van Buren. Indians lead it 11-9. Our second quarter sponsor is Langler Hardware. Stolen away by Blaine Toby by the Indians. Nice job. Derek Judy with a quick one-hand pass over to Clayton Pearson. Pearson back to Judy. Indians got a second quarter starting lineup with Clay Schmidt,
Lane Toby, Derek Jeudy, who drives and scores.
Man, that was a nice move.
Nice
move by Mr. Jeudy.
Nice little fake.
Clayton Pearson in.
Grant Canapi, RR5.
13-9, Indians up 4.
Ulrich over 2, Raider. McCracken pulls up, shoots, no good.
Good box out, but he lost his footing a little bit. Or Blaine would have got that rebound, I think.
Yeah, it went along.
Raider's got it.
Bounced and back over to Ulrich.
Grabbed at the foul line.
Ulrich.
McCracken
goes down the Raider. Good.
Inside, nice move.
Good pass. Good
pass right down to him. He cut to the basket, and he's wide open.
Well done. Clayton Pearson drives the lane and scores.
Nice little 8-foot
nice
jumper
baseline
there.
Baseline 8-footer, nicely done. McCracken's roaring up the floor.
Lead back to 4.
Definitely think Van Buren wants to run. They want to have an up-tempo, but...
Oh, basket by Radar.
Brady Raider.
Got it?
Yep. They'll count the basket. The foul was on Blaine Toby. His first team's third.
Pretty nice move. And
strong move.
Do the foul and
yep.
Just what you, what, just the way it was drawn up, I'd say.
Yep.
Strong move. The way you want it to be.
Little 6-foot senior there.
He'll go to the Hull Brothers foul line.
Hull Brothers foul line shooting 1. Trying to complete the old-fashioned 3-point play. And he did not.
Long.
Hard off the bat. Rebound Clay Schmitz over to Derek Jeudy.
Derek Jeudy,
he just glides up there. I like how he moves with the ball.
Yep.
Quick, tries to split him. Might have got away with a walk. Clayton Pearson deep in the corner, takes the three, misses it. A scramble for the ball, but I believe, I think they're going to give it to Van Buren.
Ooh.
Very close play. Looks to me like a mile off Van Buren, but.
Well, he touched it as it went out of bounds. We had touched it before.
Yep.
It depends on when that ball crossed and when
exactly
he touched
when
it.
He
I thought he touched it right before, but the official said right after. So.
Raider over to McCracken. McCracken inside. Sage Warren backing in against Clayton. And
got it.
Man, ties the ball game up at 15.
Nice little turnaround move, high off the glass.
Yep, pretty strong move by the youngster. Derek Judy's got the ball, top of the key.
5:45 left here in the second quarter.
Tied at 15. Bill Dribble looking around. They got a foul, I think, called on Blaine Toby. Not quite sure that was offensive, I guess.
Must have been a screen thing.
Away from the ball. And there was nobody there but two guys.
I don't know.
So. But that's going to get him a seat on the bench. He's going down, and Gavin Toby comes in.
I missed it. Was that his second foul?
I think it was. And it was kind of a cheap one. But then.
Yeah.
All right. Ulrich has the ball. Gives it over. Michael Kramer way deep in the corner. They're going to get him, run over the back here on, look like maybe Sage Warren, yes.
Yep.
That's their third foul of the half. And his first. Grant Konecki checks back in, replacing Pearson. Indians inbound. Petey Judy's got it.
McCracken had that last shot, averages 11. He's scoreless so far. So,
yeah, playing pretty good D on him.
Yep.
Grant Konecki kicks it over to Derek Jeudy. Derek with a one-hand pass down.
Oh, man.
Got that no good.
We're back and forth with Clay and Gavin, and it just didn't work.
Ulrich drives the length of the court. No good.
Ah.
Ooh, we got lucky there. I think that ball might have went off of us.
Yep.
But anyhow, it ends at 4:59 mark. It's all tied up at 15. And looks like Derek Jeudy going inbounds. To Grant Canapi back to Derek. Derek walking her up. Here we go. Man-to-man still. Both teams playing a good man-to-man. Over to Gavin Toby. Gavin driving hard to the lane. Nothing there. It was a rocket pass over to Derek Jeudy. Great hand. Trying to make something happen. Great crossover. Drive to the lane. And a block. Blocked by Wyatt or by Aaron Clark. Pretty good defensive play there by Aaron Clark. He has the ball in the corner. shot goes up. Pretty good D by Peyton Judy. Kicks it out. It's one and four. Michael Kramer. Shot's no good, and we got bodies flying. And I think they're going to go get the Indians again.
Ooh, that got a little chirpy down there.
It did. Got a little chirpy.
I didn't see exactly the...
Nope, they're going to call it. Nope.
Michael Kramer and Peyton got kind of tied up. And
the double foul?
I don't know.
Nope, they're calling a foul on Peyton Judy. His first team's fifth. Yeah.
So I hope that whatever that situation is needs to calm down a little bit.
Yeah, first a good 30. One. Him. It was kind of a little chirpy, like you said.
Yep.
21 shoots. Dave Warren misses it. Rebound down. Five on Clay Schmidt. That'll be his second, I believe. Nick McCracken got the rebound, put it back up, and we fouled from the back.
Yep.
He missed the shot, but he's going to have two shots at the line at the old Hall Brothers foul line.
Yep. From here, it looked like Clay might have gotten all ball.
But he did it from the backside.
Yep, and that almost below his Joya foul.
Yep. Shot up. No good.
Hall Brothers is being good to us.
Hall Brothers so far so good. Still Pearson back in replacing Schmidt.
Still tied at 15, 4-12.
Brady Rader back in to the Van Buren Black Knights.
And the hardware scoreboard.
The hardware scoreboard hadn't moved for a while, so 15. Rebound Derek Judy. Missed them both. Shot goes up to Grant Canapi. Grant got it, getting bumped a little bit. Trying to draw a foul, can't get it. Gavin Toby. Ball got away from him. Knocked out of bounds by Van Buren. Indians will inbound sideline.
Yep. And, maybe it is a good thing that we're getting a few fouls there. They're a 60%
free throw shooter.
That's not great.
That's not great by any means. Derek Judy driving the lane. He's going to take it all the way to the hole. He's going to call that a foul before the shot, I think. The foul was on Carson Goble. Looks like his first. Team's fourth.
Yeah.
3 minutes, 48 seconds on the second quarter. Wangler Hardware scoreboard. It's still tied up. 15-15.
Derek tried to get it in and knocked back
out.
Out of bounds.
Derek in bounds again. Boys, they got the ball, and we're just standing around. We're going to get a five-second call. We don't mess around.
Wow, Peyton got the ball in the corner, went up for a shot.
Boy, it looked like he got mugged there.
He got happed on the arm is what happened, and they didn't
call at all. Back down the other end, they turn it over, and they call a travel on Gavin Toby.
Well,
Gavin got the steal, but then he said he moved his feet.
Well, McCracken traveled as he went in for that shot, so they didn't call that.
Didn't call that one.
Yeah, so
Ulrich back in. The Black Knight, and he will inbound.
He replaced Carson Goble. It's their leader in steals and several other categories.
Foul by Gavin. That'll be a hard foul. Gavin, I think that's his first foul. Yep. Team six. Nope, team seventh.
Yep.
Seventh foul. Orrick will be at the line shooting two. They are now in bonus.
Old Brothers foul line. Make them miss.
That one got in.
That one's in.
They take the lead, 16-15, 3:30.
Ulrich is one of them that's, I think that's
one of the better ones.
He's 68 for 100 now. He's 68% free throw for the season. Well, that's probably not true because those stats are as of before last night.
Blaine Dobie checks back in for the Indians. Forward second shot up. He missed that one.
He's their best free throw shooter, so we don't want to foul him, but the other ones are kind of suspect.
Like you said, they're not great shooters by any means.
Yeah, Goble has 65%. The other ones are all under 60.
All right, Derek Giddy has the ball over to Grant Canapi. Grant Canapi, top of the key. Look, kicks it over to Clayton Pearson. Clayton Pearson, high. Looks like he got pushed in the back. I think they're going
to
call this.
Tried to get it to Blaine. And
I think Brady Rader got called for the foul with a push in the back. That is his first, team's fifth. And he's inbound, I think, underneath the hoop.
Yep.
Looks like Derek Judy's going to inbound. We're going to go four wide and see what we can do. Maybe tip it into Blaine Toby and see what happens.
Van Buren leads 16-15 on the Wangler Hardware second quarter scoreboard.
Carson Goble back in for Van Knight. There he is. Well done. Perfect play.
Quickly
tip
into
Blaine Toby and makes the shot. Our inbound plays have been pretty good.
Yep. Nice little three-footer.
Goble's got the ball.
Guys are flashing all over the place. Nick McCracken has it. Kicks it out to Ulrich. Ulrich looking to drive the hole, and he does, and he walks, and they call, oh, yeah, they're going to come.
Thought
he might have got away with it again.
Yeah, they're
good call. That's a good call.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Indians lead it here, 17-16 on the Wanger Hardware scoreboard.
Let's see who did come in there. 21, I believe it is. Sage Warren.
Sage Warren back
is
in.
Replacing Mets.
Jump in for the Indians. Replaces Clayton Pearson.
Yep. Keep rotating them.
Move them in. Stay fresh. Keep them out of foul trouble. Smitty's got two fouls, I think. He's got to stay smart.
Indians now lead 17-16.
Here comes Eric Judy across the timeline. Indians still leading it. 17-16. Pass underneath. Great pass by Peyton Judy. Another great pass by Blaine. And a missed left hand
by Greg Matthews.
Very nice. Very nice.
Good passing. Good shot.
Everything we did, but operation to be success, but the base is out.
Blaine with another
nice rebound by Blaine.
Big rebound.
Peyton Judy walking her up. 2 minutes, 15 seconds to go. In the half. Petey from way downtown, he missed it.
Did not go in.
A little short. Rebound Ulrich. Ulrich coming up.
Peyton had the first 4 points for us and then scored seven. But we've been doing okay.
McCracken back to Ulrich. A lot of pressure D. Radar. Kicks it over to Ulrich. Pass back. Drive to the middle by no good. Rebound. Play Schmidt. Nice job. Here comes Petey. Petey Judy. This is the half-court line. Coach Bayshore calling out a play. See if we can get some isolation here somewhere. Maybe Petey Judy underneath.
Yep.
Petey gets up top. Blaine Toby setting up a screen. Petey trying to get by him. He's just getting drilled, and they're not calling it.
Oh, man. Oh, travel. That's okay. Petey's coming out here, and
we got a substitution here. We got Gavin Toby, Clayton Pearson, and Regan Martin.
Yep.
All in the Indian lineup.
Yep.
Get some fresh legs in there.
And I saw Mom and Dad Martin plus Cassidy.
Yep.
Plus Caleb.
Caleb made her home. Yeah. Yep. We got to see him at the Ralphie's.
Indian.
A lot of Indian fans in Ralphie's before the game.
Yep.
Looks like he walked there, Goble, but he missed it. Anyhow. Coach Bayshore says, let's slow her down here a little bit. We're at the one-minute mark, and we got the lead, 17-16. Wrangler Hardware.
Low scoring. Quarter.
We'll take it. Both teams. Well, hard defense both ways.
We scored six, and they scored seven this quarter.
Yep.
And
a quiet quarter. Let me get a count there, Clayton. You're going to have to move. There we go. I got the Regan. Regan, he's okay. Until they get a little closer. No count yet. Here we go. Regan moving back and forth, kicks it back. Derek Judy. Holding it at the half court line.
Under 30.
We're just kind of wanting to get that last shot, hopefully.
Yep.
Let's take care of the ball and we can do just that. Let's go into halftime with a lead. Derek Judy, no count. Still waiting. Down to 17. Should wait till about the 10 second mark, but he's going. Gavin Toby deep in the corner. Shoots a three and he's got it. And he's smiling as he goes by there.
As always. Nice.
Good job. Don't call a foul.
Oh, man.
It's such a dumb foul.
The hustle foul. Ulrich was bringing the ball up. Hadn't crossed center court yet.
Yeah.
Derek
got a piece of it.
Had a steal. And as the ball was loose, they both went for it. And Derek
undercut. With 4/10 of a second, Mr. Ulrich is going to go to the line and shoot one and one.
He's going to go to the Hull Brothers foul line. And
hopefully he holds up his 60-some percent in shooting. Nope, he got her right in the hole.
Yeah.
20-17.
Yeah, he's
Wangler.
He's a 67% free throw shooter. He makes two out of three. He's the best one on the team, and then Carson Goebel's the second one.
Unfortunately, not the guy you wanted to foul.
Nope, apparently.
Well, then.
Under. Hey, Derek got a shot off.
Derek, just about broke the old time clock on top of there.
Oh, wow.
Shot from about three quarts. But hey, the Indians lead it after a half. 20-18.
We will be right back after these messages.
Wanglery's Hardware is your destination for Milwaukee power tools. We have a huge selection of Milwaukee tools and an experienced sales staff that will gladly take the time to answer all your questions. The Milwaukee M18 cordless system works as hard as you do, and now it's a great time to buy. Save $100 instantly on an M18 fuel drill or fastening kit. If it's a large piece combo kit you're looking for, take advantage of $150 in savings. Stop by Wanglery's Hardware and see one of our sales professionals for details. We are located at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We are back here at Findlay College, Croy Center. Indians leading at halftime, 20-18. Been a pretty good game, Neil, so far. Both teams pretty aggressive, and not a lot of offense, but a lot of defense.
Yep, the officials are letting them play, and there's a couple times I thought they called a couple fouls, maybe, and a couple of things they maybe shouldn't have, and a lot of other stuff. So, but I'd say it's a pretty good, pretty well officiated game. I don't know any of these officials, and I'm sure they're from somewhere up around this area. Technically, it's a Van Buren home game.
Yep.
So
kind of a neat little atmosphere for the kids that are going to play on college. This is great. This is really neat.
Now,
the
bad thing is a lot of our fans are missing because they were at the Coldwater.
At the girls' game.
At the girls' game, which our girls did win 38-34.
Yep. Girls are going to move on Thursday night, take on the Minster Wildcats. And number one team in the state, but you never know. Never know.
Oh, yeah. We were up about 10 after the first quarter.
Yeah.
And they made a pretty good run on us there. And, just a little information, we'll let you know. We broadcasted the boys' JV game, broadcasting this one, of course. We also recorded the girls' tournament game in Coldwater.
Oh, perfect.
And we're recording Rob Weaver here with WPGW's coverage of the varsity game here between Van Buren and Fort Recovery. And all those games will be in the archives.
Nice.
I'm hoping to have it in tonight, but I got to see if I'm still able to keep my eyes open for half an hour.
If not, I'll get it done in the morning.
Yep.
That'll be fine.
Yep. So Indians have done pretty well. You know, Peyton scored the first 4 points of the game for us, and he hadn't scored since.
And they kind of shut him down since. He's been bumped around a little bit. I think he's trying to draw fouls, and the referees ain't having no part of it. So he's just going to have to go out there and play hard and expect to get beat up a little bit and just get after it.
Yep.
Also, we just kind of looking around at the crowd today. We got the huge Niekamp family reunion over here. I think they're all up here.
That's awesome.
I see the former coach of the Findlay Oilers, the national champions, Ron Niekamp, made it in.
No,
I wasn't paying any attention. There he's kind of neat seeing him here. Yep. We've got a couple Fort Recovery celebrities. We got our state champion, 1990 girls team, Jenna Jenkins.
Oh, nice to see her.
She is here at the game.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she happens to be here, and an old buddy of mine that's about a year younger than I am, played a little basketball with him, Mr. Jeff Yockers. I see him down in the corner.
Oh, yeah, I believe he lives up in Toledo.
He is in the Toledo area, yes, and I think Jenna's in the Findlay area. She lives right up here in Findlay. I think her kids go to Liberty Benton, if I remember right. Kind of neat to see her come out and cheer on the Indians, I think.
Yep, that's awesome.
So we got a lot of celebrities out here tonight.
Yeah, that's great. Let's take a quick break here.
Yeah.
Get back in just a minute with the rest of the Cooper Farms Halftime Show.
Sounds good.
It's cold out. outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Conquer whatever task lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from O Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See O Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
We're back here at the University of Findlay, Croy Gymnasium.
Croy Gymnasium. What a neat place.
Yeah, it is.
Neat place to play. Kids, it's kind of like, you know, we do that in baseball. We kind of go down and play the Dayton Dragons game, you know, and you get a neat atmosphere there that you're never going to see very often. The kids can always remember that. You know, and these seniors that are playing now, you know, their last game, regular season game is going to be played on a college court, which is kind of neat. You know, that's something they can always remember and tell their kids.
Les Nessman's update. He's got three threes in now.
Yep, that's awesome.
Good job, Les. Knocking them in wide open.
The girls, as we told you a little bit ago, won 38-34 over LCC Lady Thunderbirds.
So we got a big week of basketball coming up, don't we, Neil?
Yep. We'll play Minster at Coldwater on Friday, March 1st. The girls will.
The girls will play
Thursday. Sorry,
they will play Minster.
Yeah, they will play
Minster. And they're at Walpaw, correct?
Yeah. Sorry, I was looking at the...
We're looking at the boys,
The boys, if we went on Tuesday. So we got Tuesday the boys.
Thursday the girls.
Thursday the girls.
And
if the boys
Friday
win,
the boys,
they'll be back
hopefully.
On Friday. And I think if the girls win, it would be Saturday.
Saturday, yep.
So I didn't get all that written down, but I believe...
So we got a big week of basketball coming up. Hopefully it'll be a long week, and we'll continue past next week. That would really be unbelievable.
Yes,
exciting.
With both boys and girls, and we've been playing pretty well. So,
you never know.
A possibility.
But now you got to play your best basketball, because if you have a bad night now, there's no forgiveness. You're done. You're going home.
Yep.
So I think the Indians kind of get that. They start understanding that it's urgency time. You got to play well and you got to win. And sounds like Coach Patz's girls held on tonight to a well fought game. Got up to a huge lead, and Delvis made a run back at them. And final, I think we won 38-34, something like that.
Yeah. Let's take a
big win for them.
Quick break, and then we'll be back with the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter.
Third quarter time.
Back right after this.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, latte, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hey, we're back.
back here at Finley College. Getting ready to start this third quarter, this second half
for Recovery Insurance third quarter.
That was a Cooper halftime report. And now we are heading in, like Neil said, the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. It's been a close game and a battle the whole way. So hopefully it'll be a fun one, barn burner down the stretch, and maybe the purple and white will pull one out. Looks like the Indians are going to have it to start the half.
Yep, we lead 2018.
Looks like we got starting high for both teams are out there. Clayton Pearson will inbound to P.D. Judy, and we're off.
Also out there with him, Grant and Blaine and Clay.
Yep. And away we go. Here we go. A lot of pushing. Judy's trying to get open, and they are shoving him around. Smithington, strong move, and he was fouled by Raider, I think. Yeah, Brady Raider fouled him.
Yep.
So Clay Spitz will go to the line, shooting a couple. Brady Raider's second foul. Yes. First of the half.
Come on
for the Black Knights.
Hall Brothers foul line. Get
that Hall Brothers foul line to kick in for us. In and out.
Man.
He rattled the old rim.
I was getting ready to say that one's in.
I thought you did.
Popped right back out.
Popped right out at him. That was halfway down. And he did not get the second one either. All right, here it comes. Carson Zobel all the way. Drives the length of court and scores.
That was a nice move. Just
pretty good move.
Right at it.
Yep. Just went right at us. And pretty tough shot he made.
All right, at 20.
Petey Judy has the ball. Clayton Pearson, top of the key. Waiting. Grant Kanapke. He's got it on the wing. Kicks it to Blaine Toby. Back to Grant Kanapke. Grant, shot up. Got it. 3-point.
All right.
Basket by Grant Kanapke.
Go, Grant.
23-20, and he lead it.
Green has five.
Five for him. Hort brings it up. Goble kicks it over. Michael Kramer. Looks like 22 Goble drives the lane and scores again.
Yep, fed it into him. Nice little turnaround.
Pretty good move there. We got to stop that.
Indians down defense. Once.
Davey Judy walks across, hands it to Grant Kanapke. And we're going to set up the offense. Katie Judy has it top of the key. Over to Grant Kanapke. Same shot he just shot. Oh, different result.
Is right on line, but
had a good look. Good look.
And he just feels
still. That's a boy, Grant. That's control, control, buddy, control. He's taking her all the way to the rack. And he missed it. And no call.
He got his own rebound, and he got kind of knocked
Goble
to the ground.
Back up. Here comes Radar. Radar shoots, and he's got it. Did look like he scooted a little bit.
Yep. He moved 2 feet without
Van Buren taking the lead, 24-23. 6 minute mark in the third quarter. Petey Judy has the ball.
Yeah, we got the shot we wanted last time.
Yeah, absolutely. Same shot we had before. I liked it. I got no problem with that. Petey Judy around. Nice play by Brady Raider.
Yep.
Tried to get it away from Smitty.
Peyton tried to get it into Clay, and
I think that's our advantage right now, Gregor. He's made it a little bit bigger than him. I think that's what we're trying to do, get it to him.
Yep.
But they're playing great D. Nick McCracken checks in for the Black Knights. Petey Judy inbounds it. He got it.
Surprised he didn't fake and then go up.
Clayton Pearson from the wing kicks it over to Clay Schmitz. Clay Schmitz over to Grant. Grant Kanapke taking a look at that.
Ooh, he's got
Clay
Schmitz.
Man. Raiders just holding and they're finally got him caught.
Yep.
Finally caught him with one. I think that might be his third.
Clay was moving toward the basket and Raider had a hold of his arm. Yep. And he still got there, but
that is Brady Raider's third foul.
Yep.
Second of the half.
Well, that's probably the only way they can do anything.
Yeah,
I think
we definitely have the advantage. They brought in Aaron Clark to guard Smitty, I believe. A little bit bigger kid. Smitty's going to try to school him, but he missed it.
Rebound.
Blaine got fouled on the rebound. Nice job. Working hard underneath there. He's done it all year.
He is, and he'll go to the Hall Brothers foul line. I'll tell you, you're exactly right. He has been.
He's been fun to watch all year. He gives it everything he's got. And
yep.
He put great rebound, put back, he just missed it, and he misses the first free throw.
Come on.
We got to get that lid off there. Let's get the lid off.
Come on, Hall Brothers, get us a shot here.
There we go. Here we go. Blaine's up, shot's up, and it is good. There you go, buddy.
Tied at 24, 5:24.
Tied up. Here comes Ulrich. Switches it over to Nick McCracken.
over to Goble. He lost the handle on it. Gets out of bounds, and the Indians will take over.
Looks like he was going to shoot it, then he found somebody open, then he's going to try to pass it.
He had a nice little 8-foot wide open baseline shot and couldn't get a hold of the ball.
Yep.
All right, here comes Derek Jeudy. Crosses the half-court line. Still man-to-man, both teams.
Chance to get ahead here.
Let's get the lead here. Up top. Clay Schmidt over to Grinkinab. He had a wide-open look here. I'd like to see him shoot that. He gets his confidence. He'll shoot that shot.
Yep.
That's what he needs to do.
Yep.
All right, Indians. They knock it out of bounds. We still get it back, though.
Just under 5 minutes.
Grinkinab going to inbound to Derek Jeudy. Derek Jeudy brings it up to the left timeline. Here we go. Pass into Clay Schmidt. Faces up. Spin move. Up and under. Nicely done. Well done by Clay Schmidt.
That almost looked like he was coming out.
That's the way you're supposed to do it.
2-point lead for Indians on
the court. Inside. Off the hand.
Scoreboard.
The McCracken. The Indians will take over. Leading 26-24. 4 minutes 37 seconds to go. In the third quarter. Port Recovery Insurance scoreboard.
Yep.
Derek Jeudy walks it up, brings it across the timeline.
The Kraken's still scoreless.
Indians working hard to get open, going inside to Schmitty. Schmitty's out 3-point line, but he's going to take it to the hole, pulls up, 15-footer, no call, rebound, Blaine Toby. Back up, tough shot there. Might have been behind the backboard.
Here comes McCracken.
McCracken coming 100. Good defense by Derek Jeudy. Boy, they are letting him play.
Yep.
Schmitty rips it away from him.
And then there's
timeout Indian.
He got cornered there, and they were slapping all over trying to get that ball back. And
before they got the ball, we call timeout. Nice job by Coach Bayshore.
Yep.
Hey, let's take a little quick break. It's a 4:06 minutes to go, and it is 26-24 Indian.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hey, we're back here. Findlay College. Croy University. Here we go.
26-24 Indians.
Smith inbounds to Derek Jeudy. Derek Jeudy brings her up. Indians lead it with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Jeudy has it. He's been a little quiet here since the first quarter.
Yep.
Kicks it over to Grant Canapi. Petey's got it back. They're working hard on trying to get it to Smith, I think. He's been playing pretty good tonight. He's had a great night.
Yeah, I think they're trying to exploit that matchup.
Yep.
They're trying to get it in.
Tulane thought about it. There's the pass inside, and no foul. But it looked like a lot of body.
A lot of body there, but they're letting them play, and that's okay. We got a little chippy there a little earlier.
Yep.
But crappy time.
At the free throw line, kicks it back out to Aaron Clark. Back to McCracken. McCracken's a quick player. Drove right by Derek Jeudy. Foul was before the shot on the baseline. Probably on Derek Jeudy, I think.
It'll be his second.
Foul on Derek Jeudy, his second. Team's first of the half.
Then 3:10 left on the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter scoreboard.
Black Knights will inbound underneath their basket.
Indians by two.
Out to Clark. Good D by Schmitty. Oh, they penalized him on that. Playing tough.
Oh, man.
Might have called him for a reach. That could be his third foul, if I remember right. And it is. It's his third foul, and it's going to get him a little time on the bench.
Gavin Toby going to replace him. Yeah, I'm sure he'll finish the third quarter on the bench.
Yeah, unfortunately. But Gavin will do all right.
Yep, Gavin will be fine. He's good defensively.
Inbounds on the sideline. The Black Knights bring it in. Carson Goble's got it. He's up top. Tyler's calling out a play for him. McCracken has it. Ulrich. Over to Goble. Lost the handle for a second. Got it back. Over to Ulrich. They're moving the ball. McCracken going in off his foot. Goble kicks it back. Michael Kramer short on the shot. Rebound Blaine Toby. Here comes the Indian.
I think you said that before. Rebound Blaine Toby.
Yeah, Blaine's had a pretty good night on the board. Derek Jeudy back out to Grant Canassi.
Lance up top, making some moves, trying to get open somewhere. Derek Jeudy, you got it. Derek Jeudy's very quick first step. Lane Toby, in and out. Get after that. Attaboy, Petey. Now step up and hit one.
Yep.
All right, kick it back. We got time. We got time. Two-minute mark.
They were on him fast.
Two-minute mark. Indians are up 26-24. Grant Canapi has it. Pass from Gavin Toby. Yep. Made a great pass down into Blaine Toby.
Yep. Had a nice hit.
Gavin strong. He got fouled. He's going to shoot two shots.
Gavin had a decent look at the foul line and shot it into
great pass.
Into Blaine, who was open under the basket. They came over and
second foul on Aaron Clark, their fourth.
So Blaine will go to the Hull Brothers foul line. Indians up two, just under 2 minutes.
All right, Blaine, knock a couple in here.
Yep.
I like the first one. Hit there.
That's the first points for either team for 2 or 3 minutes.
A little quiet stays in it. Hayden Warren checks back in.
Indians have scored. Indians have scored 7, and Black Knights have scored 6 this quarter. 2 minutes to go.
Yep. Got them both. Nice job, Blaine.
All right, Blaine. Blaine with 10. Leading us.
All right, here comes the Black Knights. Across the timeline to McCracken. McCracken kicked it inside. Ooh, got away with a little push there.
Yep.
Gavin, McCracken shoots it. Short. Gets his own rebound. Spinning. Might have got away with a walk, but it's a great left-hand move. Basket. Makes the score 28-26. That means leading. Here comes Derek Jeudy flying down the lane. Tough shot. Got it. Off the glass.
Nice. Left-hander.
We're going to see that a lot in the next couple of years, I think, Neil.
Off the glass and right in.
He likes to do that. McCracken driving the lane. Kicks it back out to Orich. Orich drives the lane. Kicks it back out.
Looks like he traveled on both ends of that move.
Back over. McCracken pulls up. Shot short. Good box out by Petey Jeudy. Getting the rebound. Indians at the 110 mark are up by 4. Kicks it over. Derek Jeudy says, I'm going to try it again. He might overstep. Not sure what they called here. Timeout Indians. Woo, we got away with one there.
Yep.
I don't think we had the ball, but we'll take that timeout.
Happens all the time.
Works good.
Yep.
That's a good quick coach. Yeah,
we might have had the ball when he said it. We didn't have the ball when he blew the whistle.
When he pulled it, no. Yeah. He said he had it in his arm, but let's go to a break and we'll be right back after the timeout.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, and I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hey, we're back here, Finley. Finley's College, getting to play on the old Croy University Stadium. Indians are going to inbound here with 1:02 to go. They're leading 30-26. Mr. Goble will check back in for the Black Knights. Derek inbounds it to Clayton Pierce, who also checked in on the timeout. Over to Gavin Toby. Gavin's over to Derek Jeudy. I think we're going to be patient here, see if we can get a good shot. Reed Martin also checked in on the break. We're giving some guys some breaks here at the end of the quarter. Taking our time. Derek Jeudy has it. In the corner, he's going to bring her back up to the top of the key. Look, pass is there maybe, but we're not going to force anything. We're looking for a good shot here. Yep. Indians very patient.
30 seconds
Grant
gone.
Grant can ask you. We still got time. Ah, Grant made a bad pass. Stolen by Goble.
Yeah,
he'll be fouled by Clayton Pearson, I think.
Yeah. He didn't have a very good shot, but he knew he was going to get fouled.
Yeah, fouls on Clayton Pearson. His first, I think.
I believe so.
Team's third.
Yep, his first.
Yeah. First on him. But that'll put Goble to the line. Shooting two.
Indians with 14 fouls. Black Knights with 3.
First one's up and good.
Bounced around the rim a bunch, but
Blaine Toby and Petey Jeudy both back in.
30-27 on the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter scoreboard.
Scoreboard.
Back to the Hull Brothers foul line for Goble.
Goble. Lies it. A little short. No good. But he got it.
Yep. Hit the rim and rolled across.
Yeah, I thought he was going to come out, but it didn't. Derek Jeudy has it. He's going to bring it up. Looks like Van Buren's going to go full court press. He got it across the timeline, no problem. Just a token press there. 13 seconds to go. I think the Indians are going for the last shot again. We're down to 10. Judy drives the lane all the way in and got it.
Nice little move.
Left-handed move. No fouls here, boys. Half-court shot goes up and no good.
Off the backboard. Three quarters in the books.
Indians lead it 32-28. That was the third quarter for Recovery Insurance scoreboard. Now we'll take a break, and we'll be right back with the fourth quarter Calp Pharmacy scoreboard.
Now you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hey, we're back here at Findlay University. Indians lead it 32-28 after three quarters. Van Buren gets it first. Ulrich takes a three-point shot up. No good. Off the knee of Michael Kramer. Yep. Indians will take over.
It went off of his knee and Derek's knee, but I couldn't see who was left.
I couldn't either, but
it was like a
guy in
machine.
The guy in the stripes says it's our ball, and I like it.
Nobody complains.
Here comes Derek Judy. Derek Judy's had a nice little third quarter there.
Yep.
Had a couple three quick drives through the lane and score. Gavin Toby's got the ball up top. Makes a bad pass.
Derek was cutting toward the basket and
stolen by Mr. Goble.
Here they go.
Between. Ulrich kicks it over. Raider back to Ulrich. Over to Sage Warren. Back to Raider. Ulrich. Looks like Sage Warren's posting up wanting the ball, but he's going to pop out on the corner. He's got it. Kicks it back out. Carson Goble has the ball. Thought about a three, but he decided not to. Instead, Sage Warren shoots it and got it.
Three-point.
That makes it a one-point game. Indians lead it 32-31.
He has eight.
Sage having a pretty good game. Here comes Derek Jeter. Drives the lane, and they're going to get him for a walk.
Yeah, he might have. Yeah. You could have let that go, too.
Yeah, a little bit. Clay Smith's coming back in for the Indians, replacing Gavin Toby.
Yeah, it either almost was or almost wasn't.
Yeah, exactly right.
Right in between.
It was really close, but unfortunately, not our way this time.
Yep.
Ulrich down. Inside, pass to Raider. Raider kicks it back out. Ulrich, wide open three. Misses it. 21 rebound, Sage Warren with a rebound and a basket, and he's fouled. Van Buren takes the lead, 33-32.
Yep. They scored 5 points here in the first minute and a half.
Did they call a foul on Gavin?
I didn't know.
I'm not sure who they called that foul.
Petey went out.
Sage makes the basket, and now Van Buren leads by two, 34-32, 6 minutes, 20 seconds to go.
Indians haven't scored, and Van Buren's got the first
out,
six.
Doing a trap, and we are losing the ball.
Threw it away again.
Ulrich steals it and scores.
He's up and in on the next
32.
They head to Martin, three-point
Martin with a
shot.
Quick three-point shot. Maybe he forced it a little bit. I don't know. He felt like it was a good shot.
Yeah, and it was a good shot for him, but
a little bit quick.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that wasn't a good idea, but the coach may or may not think that.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
It's his shot, and take it.
36-32. They kind of came out, and Tyler switched things up a little bit, and they kind of pressed us with a little trap deal. And we got a jump ball here, and it's going to go to the Indians. Innings trail, 36-32.
Yep, down four after being up two.
5 minutes, 56 seconds to go.
Right here in the cup.
Here comes Petey Judy back in.
Pharmacy fourth quarter.
Replacing Martin.
Yep. Petey has 4 points, and they were all in the first 3 minutes.
Yeah, first 3 minutes, he got four, and he hasn't done much since. We need to get him the ball. There, Judy has the ball. He's handling it. Looking for an opening. There it is. And he gives it to Grant. Nasty, nice move. He'll turn around jumper, soft touch. Makes it 36-34. Hustling back. Indian. Ulrich has it. Shoots the three. He's off to the left. Then short. Yeah. Damn, they're going to say that's off the Indian. It might have hit an Indian.
Yeah, sure. Well,
yeah, here we go. Looks like Nick McCracken comes back in, replacing Ulrich. Van Buren on inbounds under their own basket. And four. Brady Reader with a pretty easy play there. Kind of just ran underneath and got it. Made the layup. They lead it 38-34. Timeout. Van Buren called the timeout.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, and I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management position, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management position, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back here at Finley University. Van Buren leads at 38-34, 5:23 mark. Indians will inbound, and away we go. Clay Smith has it, brings it up. Back to man-to-man, and drives.
Smitty, nice play.
Nice little
head move, and he steals the ball.
Steals the inbound pass.
And a foul. Nice play by Clay Smith.
All right.
Good individual effort there. Yeah. He had a little spin, half a spin move out around the foul line.
Yep, foul was on Brady Reader. I think that might be his third or fourth.
I thought it might have been fourth.
Yeah,
number four.
Fourth foul.
Yep.
So he'll take a seat.
Yeah, he got his defender to take a step the other way, and he spun
Eric
back
Clark
over
back
to,
in. And he'll right. Inbound inside here. Oh, yes, that might have worked out.
Oh, you got to call that. Yes, sir.
Yeah. That one was
that was a no doubt.
It was a double boom. It wasn't like a vicious tackle, but
he just kind of got clobbered
Smitty
by
Smitty went up to do it, and the guy went
absolutely.
To block
him. Aaron and Clark gets his third foul.
It was all arm.
And Clay Smith will go to the line, shooting two, trying to tie this thing up.
All brothers foul line. Let's go, Clay.
Got the first. Up and in, 38-37.
5:04 left on the Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard.
Pretty two
down a point.
Two pretty even teams, actually.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a good game. Got them both. We're tied up at the 5:04 mark. 38-38. Here comes the Black Knight.
I'm waiting for Petey to get hot here.
McCracken inside. Pass stolen away by Petey Judy. Nice job. Here comes Petey. He has had a quiet night tonight.
Yep.
But that can change at any point in time.
And Toby.
And we played Grant.
Oh, great
shot. Way down and didn't quite get it. No.
Yep. It was noticeably past the college three-point line.
Yep. And he had a bomb there. That was a long one.
But he's made those plenty of times.
Good job by Grant knocking it out of bounds.
They're going to catch the guy maybe open in the corner, and Grant tips it out.
Yep. Oris looks like he's going to check back in.
4.5 minutes left.
Van Buren.
Top Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard.
Taking out Sage Warren. Sage Warren had a good night tonight, too. He's 10 points. Kramer looked at it. Way out. Decided not to. Over to Oris. Oris drives the lane. Has it picked away from him, but then he got it back and put it back in. Basket scored. Van Buren leads it 40-38. Here comes Derek Judy. He's got it. Coach K. Shore calling out a play. Here we go. Derek Judy has the top of the key. A lot of screens. A lot of running through screens. drinking after. Down to Clay Smith. Clay Smith backing, moving, and got it.
Nice move. He just muscled his way in there.
And big man's got 10 points now, too. He's had a good night. McCracken, tough shot on the corner. Rebound down Petey Judy.
Probably not a wise shot.
No, tough shot there.
Yeah.
I'm sure Tyler would like to have that one back.
Yep.
3 minutes, 36 to go. We're all knotted up at 40. Ah, Derek. Jump ball. Kind of had the ball out in front of him. They took it away from him, and he jumped back, got it. Jump ball goes to Van Buren.
40-40.
3:30.
3:30 to go
on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Brady Raider back in with four fouls. And inbounding. The Black Knights have it. Michael Kramer has it. Back over to Ulrich. Ulrich gives it to Goble. Back to Kramer. To McCracken. Back to Raider. Being patient. Kramer with a long three. Turnaround. Tough shot. Rebound. Petey Judy. Nice. Come up with some big rebounds there. He had four, but he's having big rebounds and played a pretty good D.
Yes. Played a good game. They're denying him the ball for the most part. And
he's got to keep working.
Keep working.
Good balance, Derek. There we go. Come out, Indian.
Yep, he was kind of losing his
balance.
Looks
like he's got to get off the bounce a little bit. Yep. Hey, we're all tied up. 2 minutes, 58 seconds to go. We're going to go for a break.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
We're back here at the University of Findlay, and our next game on the radio.
Tournament time, right?
Yep, will be boys' tournament game next Tuesday versus Waynesfield Goshen at Coldwater. And we'll be simulcasting WPGW's coverage of all the tournament games unless they get a conflict.
Yep, got a big week. Coldwater, 8 o'clock on Tuesday. Wapak, 8 o'clock on Thursday. And then back.
Yeah, the girls will
Coldwater, hopefully.
Girls will be
inbound to Grand Canapke on the baseline. Yep. Kick it back. To Derek Judy. Derek Judy has it. And he's being patient. Let's get a good look here. Clay Smith has been pretty strong underneath. Might not be a bad idea to get it to him. Brady Raider's got four fouls on him. Kicked down underneath the Peyton Judy. Peyton with a soft touch. Just off the end.
Bounced three times on the rim. Did not go in.
Blaine fouling
coming up the court. Three on Blaine.
That'll be five on us for the half.
Yep.
Three on Blaine.
Blaine has 10 points. Clay has 10 points. Petey has four. Grant has seven.
Pretty balanced scoring in tonight for the Indians.
Yep. And for the Black Knights
and
also.
For the Black Knights.
It's been a good game.
Brady Raider. He's got the ball at the elbow. Ulrich took a two-step. There you go. He got him for a charge. He's fired up. He don't realize it. He just got called for a foul. He made a great play, scored, but he also ran into the guy.
The Van Buren fans are not happy.
They weren't happy, and I don't think Ulrich was too happy either. He thought he did a great job.
I think that was
probably a pretty good call. Petey Judy's got the ball. 2 minutes, 15 seconds to go in this ball game. We are knotted up at 40. Grant Canapke coming around hard off the outside looking for a shot. He's got it on the baseline. Schmidt wants the ball bad down there. I think we got to give it to him. There it is. Back out. Grant, drain that, baby.
Oh, I'd like to see that shot.
Tough shot. Good job, Indian. Being patient. Keep working. Keep working right now. Derek Judy has the ball. Blaine Toby trying to send a screen. Top shot by Derek Judy on the baseline, and he's got it.
He was
Indian
so close.
Takes the lead. 42-40.
So close to the basket, he couldn't use the glass.
No, it was a nice straight in. Tough shot, but he made it. Brady Raider has it. Kicks it out to Kramer. Little foul on Green.
He reached in there.
He did. He did. The kid made a nice move, got around him, and he kind of hit him with his arm. That is Grant. I think that's only
his third.
Yeah, he's okay.
Yeah.
They will inbound underneath. We're at the 137 mark, and he's lead at 42-40. Oh, push off. Oh, and in.
Brady Raider shoved his guy out of the way and just took the inside lane for a layup. We are tied up at 42.
Minute 28 on that foul.
Speedy Judy, I'm not sure.
There Judy has it. Indians being patient again, trying to work for that ball underneath, I think. Back out, Grant Kanapke blows by his guy, and he's killed on the play.
Oh, man.
That was a flagrant.
They got it to him. The defender,
and he's going to shoot, too.
Came out on him, and there was a wide open lane.
Yeah, he made a nice play, and the guy behind him was grabbing him to foul him from behind, and the other guy came in the front and fouled him from the front in the back.
And fouled him.
He got fouled hard.
Yep.
But he's up. He's at the free throw line, and he's looking to take the lead
brothers.
Right here. Hall Brothers, we need you one time.
Come on, you're in. He's a good free throw shooter and very short.
That was short. Come on, Grant. Knock us in there. Let's get the lead here.
This one will go in. Minute 14.
It'll be interesting to see what they do with a minute 14.
Target 42.
That was in. And out. Oh my.
Oh, God, man.
That was three-fourths of the way down and back out. So we're still tied up at 42. Van Buren has the ball. Ulrich. To Kramer. Kramer drives the lane. And, it's a great play by Petey Judy. Off of Derek's head and went right back to Van Buren. Timeout, Van Buren.
And Tyler will call a timeout.
Tyler did the timeout. He's going to decide what he wants to do. We're going to take a break and be right back.
Conquer whatever tasks lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Hey, we are back here at University of Finley. We have a barn burner again. It is 42-42, 54 seconds left. The Van Buren Black Knights had the ball out of bounds. Tyler Niekamp just called a timeout, drawing up a play for his team. It'll be interesting to see what you think, Neil. You think they'll hold it for the last shot, or maybe take a good shot and go?
I think they'll at least look like that and may try to sneak somebody open
get
with 20 or 30
in.
Seconds
yep.
left. And
you got a good shot, take it. But
yep.
I'm sure they're going to be patient.
I was kidding a little bit ago when I said three overtimes when we were off the air.
But we don't want that.
We don't want that. It's looking that way now.
Inbound to Ulrich. Ulrich over to Brady Raider. Raider's got it. Slips it to Michael Kramer. Kramer pulls up. Shot. Good. Very nice shot there. Top of the key.
Two-pointer.
And
you're up two.
And he's trail 44-42. Over to Clay Schmidt. Clay Smith, I think we're trying to get her to Petey. Petey with a turnaround three. Long shot, tough. Gotta go. Got a foul now.
That was a shot we wanted.
They got the rebound. Here comes Ulrich. We got trouble. We got
eight on three players.
McCracken, four. 46-42, 11 seconds to go. And we are running. We got a call timeout. Yeah,
got
Coach Mayshore call timeout. We're taking our time. The Van Buren fans are very happy. Indians not so happy.
No.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, latte, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
We are back here at University of Finley. Van Buren, Black Knights lead it 46-42, 6.9 seconds left. And he's got to score fast. Neil, we got to score fast and foul quick.
Yep.
We'll see what happens here.
Yep,
but a ball game. It's a good ball game. Both teams played hard.
Now,
but
when we brought the ball down, we kind of dribbled around there. We wasted two or
like
5 seconds.
We were trying to set up a play, and
those are precious.
We got to go.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, we got to get Petey quick, maybe, and see if he can hit
for Grant.
Petey or Grant.
There's Grant.
Can shoot it.
It's a fake. Didn't get a shot off.
Shot up. Derek shoots a long one, no good, and that's a rebound, and that'll be it.
Okay.
Final score, fourth quarter, Cup Pharmacy scoreboard, 46 for Van Buren, 42 for the Indians.
Pretty good game. Pretty
good game. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL, to help evaluate your risk of heart disease. Registration is required. Pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Back here at Croy Gymnasium.
Croy Gymnasium.
Indians lose by 4, 48-44 the final. And
well fought game. We just had we just didn't get any luck down the end there. I mean, it was 42-42 with 50 seconds to go.
Yep.
Van Buren had the ball. Petey made a nice steal. He tipped it. It went off of two other three guys.
Yep.
Off of one's back, one's head, and it all went right to them.
In their defense, they were guarding their man like they're supposed to.
So right.
Nothing we did wrong.
It's just a bad luck.
Yep.
It could have went to us. We could have kept it for the last shot, but instead they scored, and then we came down, missed it.
Yep.
And then they had a wide open look down there with three guys on Petey.
Yep. Indians.
Another bad break on our part.
But. Indians scored 12 in the fourth quarter, but Van Buren scored 20.
Yeah.
And got the.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
that coach is too fired up not coming all the way up.
He's thinking, well, long trip up here. Yeah. So let's take a quick break and we'll talk to Coach Bayshore, and we'll probably be talking to Coach Tyler Niekamp after that.
Niekamp,
so we'll take a quick break here and be back right after this.
I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
The Valley value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolt that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Hey, we're back here at Findlay University. Tough loss for the Indians. We got the coach up here, Coach Bayshore. Not a lot of breaks there at the end. We had a couple chances. It was tied up at 42, I think, and they brought it down, kind of kicked it around. We about got a steal. It bounced off our guy. Another bad break went to them. They ended up scoring. And
We didn't guard the out-of-bounds plays underneath
no.
a couple times. They got baskets. I mean, that's something we've been still biting us in the butt since day
sure.
one.
Yeah.
Offensively, I thought at times when we were patient, we got what we wanted.
I thought you did a real good job of getting the ball into Schmitz. He was aggressive tonight. Right. He played like he wanted the ball, and that was fun to watch.
And he did some things defensively too. You know, they mm-hmm. had to log a lot of minutes tonight. Him and Blaine with Noah not being here.
Yeah.
We just had some turnovers a couple times when we couldn't even before we even got into the set. You know, Derek had travel, and then I thought he got fouled, but then they called it a jump ball. We only gave up 46 points, so defensively, I didn't think
that's
it was
not that bad.
Terrible.
Yeah. No, not too bad, yeah.
But it's just the difference. It was just exact opposite of last week against New Bremen. We executed down the stretch. We couldn't execute.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly right. We worked hard for getting. You got some good looks there. You know, we just got to make some shots. But unfortunately, came out on the bad side of that one. But hey, Tuesday night, new season, right?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope that's the way the kids are taking it. That's the way we were taking it as a staff. That's what we've been trying to preach to them. You know, we worked on Van Buren this week, too, but we also worked on some Goshen and some extra stuff going forward.
Yeah.
So, we got some stuff that we haven't done yet defensively that we're kind of
hoping to spring
our
back
pocket.
Maybe. There we go.
Yeah, with McClurg being here tonight, I didn't want to show too much of that. But I thought our 1-3-1 that we haven't ran all year did some nice things tonight.
Did.
They turned the ball over in that. You know, we were really behind the eight ball a little bit when Noah's not here, and then we had at one point Gavin and Clayton playing the post, and they don't know they're not familiar enough to run more of our other sets. But you know what, though? They did a nice job and got us a lead at the end of the first half. You know, I thought our bench played well enough. We just didn't execute down the stretch. You know, we missed some free throws tonight, too. I don't know what that ended up being, but I mean.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. We did have a couple crucial misses there. Smitty might have missed two, and Blaine might have missed two.
Yeah, and Grant missed two.
And Grant missed two, you know what I'm saying?
Those guys are normally
Blaine
money.
And Grant are our two best percentage-wise.
Exactly.
They missed four.
Yeah, and Petey came out of the gate, boom, boom, scores 4 points, and then they just shut him down after that.
Yeah.
Hopefully he can get that momentum going into the tournament.
He's about rhythm and flow, and they took him out of that. You know, he's got to do a better job, and we've got to do a better job of getting him moving more. You know, so I think a lot of kids have a tendency to just kind of stand around when they're being taken out like that. So
yeah, and I feel like that in the first half he was kind of working. He was working the referees to try to get. He was getting bumped a lot, and it's amazing how they don't call that. You know, they let him get beat up pretty hard down there. I thought, man, you got to give him that.
I tell you what, if you watch it all year long, and anytime anybody, and we've had it in our favor too, when you try to face cut somebody, it's almost like you can get away with whatever you want.
You can clobber people,
but
yeah.
when you're normal defense, you can't get away with half. That stuff, but when you're face guarding somebody, it's I can do whatever I want.
Yeah,
to
that's what he's allowed to do. That it's like, no, that's not right. The poor kid's working his butt off to get an open shot, and then when he does get bumped, and you don't get no calls, I'm sure that beats on you for a while too. I mean,
it wears you down.
It does.
You're tired, and it's hard to get open. And
yeah, you're working your butt off to get open, and when you do, and you take a good shot, and you get hit, you're expecting to shoot some free throws.
It was a good. I want to say this though, we had a lot of people show up tonight. tonight for being a far away. So I want to thank all the people that showed up. That's great for us.
And the report I got, there was also a really good crowd at the girls' game. So our fans were out tonight.
They were all out tonight.
Unfortunately, they would all wanted to be at both, and that's not possible.
Yeah. I like the way, I mean, I don't know who did this. I think Kurt Rimmel had a lot to do with it. But I was telling Neil, you know, it's kind of a neat thing for the kids to get to play on a college floor. You know, I think it's kind of a something they'll remember.
It's a good atmosphere to be up here in this environment. You know, some kids will never play basketball again after high school.
Exactly.
But also, to play a team like Van Buren and Tyler and Mike do a great job over there. It's like a tournament game without having a tournament game. So, like, you know, we lost. We wanted to win, but we lost. But we're not out yet. So we can regroup from what we made mistakes at down the stretch here. And, you know, I tell you, you know, I think we're pretty confident about Tuesday night, but we're going to have to start playing a lot better if we're going to get Minster, because they're starting to click.
They're clicking a little bit.
Well, if we start clicking, we're there.
Maybe you can pull something out of the hat there with some different defenses.
I told McClurg before the game, because he was walking in, I said, we got a couple 6'11 kids that are at Fort Recovery Industries that I can't play till next week.
They just came eligible.
They just got eligible. They haven't set out the whole year. Almost 6'11 kids.
Yeah, deal with that. Well, Coach, we're sure happy you came all the way up here, climbed the ladder to see us up in the crow's nest up here. And
I appreciate it. I know the regular season isn't what we expected or a lot of people expected, you know, but we've had a lot tougher schedule this year than we did last year.
Sure have. And we've had some tough ones.
You add Van Buren, Wapakoneta, and Lima to that schedule and take away three teams that weren't.
Are usually wins. Guaranteed wins.
And then you take away two leaders from that team. I'm disappointed that we don't have one more game, but the kids are working hard. And we have tremendous support, and I'm real happy with everything. You know what I mean? I love being in Fort Recovery. You know, you're always going to have years where you don't win 18, 19 games, and those are years I think you learn more about yourselves in those years, and hopefully, you know, we can buy into the fact that Monday morning, or, you know, we start something brand new Monday morning and see what we can do.
Like you said, it's a new season.
Yeah.
Everybody's 0-0 now, so let's go win about 8 in a row and see what happens. Why not?
And I think we have a chance of people taking us for granted, maybe, where we can maybe sneak one out of them.
I think so, but in the same sense, we've got to execute better. We've got to turn the ball over.
Yeah, absolutely.
We hang our heads a little bit sometimes when things don't go our way, and you know, we had about a minute stretch tonight that just killed us, which is a shame because our kids played really well for the other 31 minutes.
Too. Sure did. Yeah. Well, Coach, good luck next Tuesday.
Thanks, guys.
We'll be there, and it's going to be a blast.
All right, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back right after this. We'll be talking with Coach Tyler Niekamp.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. Are you looking for great food fast? Call Mary Colleen's at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hey, we're back here at Findlay University, and we've got the winning coach tonight, the man from the Van Buren Black Knights, Mr. Tyler Niekamp. Tyler, how you doing, bud?
Good. That was a battle.
Probably two pretty even teams, wasn't it? It was a lot of fun to watch.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that could have went
absolutely
way there at the end. It was crazy.
Yeah, and it was fun to watch. I thought your team did a nice job of executing down the stretch there in the last minute, and I think that inevitably became what won the game for you.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about a meat grinder of a game, and kind of coming into this game, I told our guys, I'm like, this is a perfect scenario to get ready to play the tournament game, though. because this is what I like. We're at a neutral site. You know, the crowds are into it at the end. Every single possession counted. Points are at a premium, and then, you know, we were just able to make a couple plays there at the end.
Absolutely. But that's fun. I mean, that was fun. Yeah. I mean, like I said, like you said, it was a meat grinder of a game, man. It was a battle back and forth. Both teams working hard. I thought it was officiated well. I mean, everything, they let them play a little bit, let them bump a little bit. And like you said, what a perfect tune-up for a tournament.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it went kind of the way I hoped it would, in that I didn't want either team to come away feeling like we played terrible and we lost that game. Neither team lost the game. One team won the game.
Yeah, I mean, and if it would have ended up the other way and Fort Recovery would have won, we would have still felt pretty good about how we played.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a game like this does nothing but make both teams better next week. So
that's what we told Coach Bayshore, hey, going in, it's tournament time now. Mm-hmm. Everybody's 0-0, let's see what happens, And I thought you did a great job of shutting Petey down second. I mean, after the first quarter, he came out hot, boom, boom, and from there on, your guy just did a great job playing D on him.
Yeah, our guys are familiar with him from last year and stuff, so they knew the challenge that they had ahead of them, and Michael, the kid who we had on the whole time, did a tremendous job, and had some big plays there at the end.
Sure did,
to help us, so he did great.
Yep. Hey, I seen you had a pretty good cheering section down there, too, from what I seen in the corner there. Looked like a lot of Camp boys down there.
Too bad. I saw some purple, though, so I'm going to have to talk to
There's a little purple in there, wasn't there?
That's orange and black. That's all right.
That's okay. At least there's a little orange and black out there, too. So, hey, well, we know you got a big deal coming tonight. Maybe go over to the brewery and have a couple cocktails with the boys and with the uncles, and I'm sure that'd be kind of fun. And I hear you got a birthday party tomorrow, or did it have it today?
We kind of moved it to today.
Got it done today?
Yeah,
okay.
We got it done. So.
Well, good. That's good. I'm sure she's probably loving that one.
Absolutely, yep.
That's what it's all about, buddy. Hey, good luck in the tournament.
Thanks,
fun, man.
Thanks, guys.
Hope to see you.
Appreciate it.
Down the road.
Yep. Good luck to the fort the rest of the way, too.
Yep. Thanks, Tyler. I appreciate it. Well, and that was Tyler Niekamp talking to us, and once again, a class act. What a great guy coming up here and talking to us afterwards. And
waiting for the uniform to get on the bus.
After tonight, we want him to win every game possible, and we always do. And he had a great year this year. I forgot to ask him about that. Congratulate him on his league tournament.
Yeah, he did the league championship, talked about that in the pregame.
He did. Good.
That was good. But
so it's been a fun night. We got a little road trip home here.
Indians 48-44 losers tonight.
Yep, the losers tonight. But, hey, it's like everybody said. Both teams, it was kind of a tune-up game for tournament. And speaking of tournament, next Tuesday night, 8 o'clock at Coldwater for recovery fans. We ain't got two games this time. We're bringing us all. So let's get on this road. Let's get on this bandwagon right now.
Yep, that's the boys on Tuesday. If they win, they'll play Friday. Girls will play Thursday. If they win, they'll play Saturday. So Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yep.
Let's come up.
We got a lot of basketball.
And those will all be on Fort Recovery Radio. We will be simulcasting WPGW. Yep. So
that'll be perfect.
Harold, I really appreciate you coming up and helping me out with the game. And
kind of a neat atmosphere. We had a good time up here, Neil, with both games. And congratulations again with Coach Overton and Coach Leverett on the JV team. They finished with a 18-3 record, which is fantastic.
Let's see. I think I have that's a score here. I forgot what
about a 30-point win for
him. Yeah, it was
very nice.
It was 58-28.
Yep, played good, and I enjoyed it.
Made up 18-3. So
And I will be back Wednesday night. Listen to Bubba and Fee. We'll probably we'll be talking a little basketball. I'm sure.
Yes,
we'll see you then.
Thanks for tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you next time.
Broadcast and the Sports Department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.